Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm, oh no, words.
And welcome to the show. Bombshell at the
bombshell
end of tonight's
right
episode.
It's almost like they didn't want to include that in the finale to flesh it out more and ruin something.
But, okay, so, I mean, really, it's kind of ridiculous that it took that long to take him out of the game.
Right.
It's insane that after the whole Janet, Elizabeth, Missy,
Kelly
debacle, that they didn't, they should have pulled him then. They should, I mean, so I, or to Jack, you said they should have been pulled day one.
You should have at least been pulled aside and been like, here's your warning. That's it.
On yeah. Day one. And CBS butchered it. They really didn't handle it well. I mean, I guess they finally made the right decision, but. You know,
and he did something off camera to no cast members. So,
yeah, well, I mean, it had to be something or he did something where it's like I said, this guy has been doing this probably his whole life and
right.
been getting away with it. So,
right.
He, in his mind, he's not doing anything wrong because he's been able to do
well,
it.
He has to know now that he was pulled out of the game. I assume he's not going to be in the finale, like after show or anything.
Oh, he's not even in the jury.
So
it's
there's
like,
no reason for him to be in the at the finale show.
Yeah,
which is, are we gonna do it live? A live show afterwards for anybody like the patrons?
I believe so for our patrons.
Okay,
but
cool.
It's gonna be pre-taped or not pre-taped, but like a 4-hour delay instead
which
of
is
a 10 seconds delay.
Yeah, that's pre-taped.
Yeah.
which is crazy. I mean, as soon as that news came out, you had to have been thinking, ew, what's going to happen? That's kind of awkward.
Yeah, because that dropped earlier today. I saw it on the internets today.
I saw it on the internet.
I thought maybe that Dan is in the final three and they didn't want the audience going
Yeah, that
bonkers.
Was Jack's theory via text.
And social, they may have been saying that, like, this producer, as he kept going, they thought maybe he'll just get voted out, but like, oh, crap, he's probably going to be final. We can't have that. We can't have him sitting there.
Because at this point, I think he makes it to final three. I mean, his name doesn't even come up.
Yeah.
So it was like he must have done something. I wish they would go into. Someone sent me a link of what Kelly said, and Jeff basically said he's not going to go. For privacy reasons, he's not going to elaborate into what happened. But I think eventually it should come out what he did. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm torn. Like at one point, like if it was somebody that does not want there to be like tied in to this scandal by name, I can understand like keeping it private. But on the other hand, like I don't know. It was just real weird, especially and weird is not even the right word, but just especially because he should have been pulled earlier and I don't know, like the timing of it, like when did something happen? You know, how quickly did CBS respond in this case? Was it a crew member? Was it a local person who was working on the show, like at a reward or something? Because he was at the family challenge, the family reward last week. Like what context was it? And, you know, maybe it is none of our business because it is something that's personal and private to the person that it happened to. But like I don't know, the nosy part of me wants that closure of like.
Well, no, I don't want the person.
I don't know
if they don't want to come forward. I don't want
exactly
that
like it should be anonymous completely if it does come out. Obviously,
but I wish they would have pulled him out of the game before Elaine got sent home.
Yeah, me too. Because Elaine is a damn treasure, and it is a shame to lose her.
Yeah. I mean it just was like, come on, man.
Yeah. No, that was a bummer.
Yeah, and like I'm torn between. Is this something that happened? Is it something that happened in the past and it took a little bit for them to like investigate and then kick him out? Or does this happen like at the beginning of what would be the final seven and everybody's like lying around chilling and really we don't know that like 2 days have gone by and they've had a reward challenge and they're not gonna show that reward challenge now because they, you know, something happened at it or whatever, and they can't show Dan, so they're just like gonna take him out, and they don't want it like associated with the finale of the show, which I could also see like happening, because that's awkward for like a live show kind of setting. I don't know. I guess we'll find out next week if the video, the backup.
Okay.
Yeah. sorry, Jack just sent a question via text. I do two recordings, a regular one and a backup, and Jay is in New York right now, so it's just me, and I just remembered 6 minutes in that, oh yeah, the backup's not recording. Anyway, it is okay. Now.
So if everybody feels the producing slightly off this week, it's because I'm not at the helm.
Because I just saw a recording live, and I went.
Yeah. Now when Jay doesn't pay attention, we can all see it. Instead of just me. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I kept looking for it.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Anyways, wherever we were, I can see like, you know, from a production point of view, if they wanted to not have this be a part of the finale. But I don't know. The whole thing was just,
I think it's got, they have to say something at the finale. I mean, they have to come up with something that's going to be satisfying for, I mean, I don't know if it could be satisfying for people, but they can't just ignore it.
Yeah. Jay, what do you think?
I mean, it seems that's what they've been playing is just to ignore it. Like Jeff Probst, like post episode interview or whatever, was kind of trying to justify the whole thing. It just kind of felt gross. And, you know, them kind of pulling this unceremoniously, essentially, and that they're doing it kind of not live next for the finale, just seems like they're doing damage control, but they're not really answering questions.
Right. Which, this isn't, Survivor fans have long memories. They still talk about things that happened in season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, like things go back. Right. And this isn't something that people are just going to forget because you don't talk about it. It's not like,
well, especially most people said he should have been pulled from the game already, and you exactly. Waited until a popular player goes home.
Oh my god!
He should have went home. I mean, it just,
if only CBS could have known that predatorial behavior was a pattern. If only they had some kind of standard or somebody to like base it against, like only they had known.
Yeah, it's not like they haven't had any recently. Charlie Riff.
Matt Lauer. That's NBC, but still, whatever.
But
Julie Chen Mubez. All of them.
But yeah, I think it's too little too late, and I think they should have realized that. They kind of tout how well Survivor does in the, was it the 18 to 35 year old demographic, but it has a really rabid young fan base still. And they'd have to think even more so that, you know, younger generations are even more in tune, you know, with Me Too and all that kind of stuff. So if you're not going to be that, if you're not going to be forward thinking and show that, you know, you're not going to put up with this stuff and it's not the ways of old, then I think you're even more, yeah.
Let's be honest,
you know, disenfranchising, you know, a younger generation that's really, that keeps the show going.
I love that you call us millennials the younger generation.
But, hey, you know, we're in our mid-30s. Some of us late 30s, but you're like
35 is mid 30. I'm only 35. I am mid 30. Okay. That is mid.
But in February, you're late 30s. 36 is late 30s.
No, it's not. It's still mid 30s. It's just the sliding scale a little bit. Regardless, I will say, though, that a lot of the. A lot of the blog posts and stuff I read that are like Survivor recaps, because I'm are people that watch it with their family. And I know Mandy out there watches it with her daughters, and she's had to have some talks with her daughters based on some of the stuff that's like come out in Survivor. So yeah, it is kind of a family show, right? So yeah.
Well, it's probably. I mean, we used to watch it as a family all the time, and we had Survivor night, and we were in San Diego, and we tried it out here, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
But
once upon a time, Zachary was 4 and we tried to have him watch it, and then him going to sleep at 9 was just too much.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's at that age too young, but no, they that's why I say they have to say something, because if they try to ignore it, they're going to get even bigger backlash. You can't just, it's too big a deal now. You can't just go, okay, yeah, well, we finally pulled him from the game after he touched the 15th person. You know, you can't do that. I mean, like I said, when Kelly said in the first episode, stop touching me, but yet he kept touching her, that should have been it.
Yeah.
And CBS, I know people said, oh, they were worried about him getting him suing or something. I go, I'm sorry, CBS is powerful enough to take on anybody.
Clearly.
Jay, you're muted.
Oh, Jay's muted. He has no idea because he never uses the StreamYard program that we're using.
Sorry. I've been coughing, so I try not to cough on the thing. But no, yeah, I mean, they have the funds to easily handle that kind of lawsuit. They're a gigantic media corporation.
Well, you mentioned Charlie Rose. I'm sure they had to pay settlement there. I mean, you know, NBC had to pay for Flower and all this different stuff. I mean, it's not like this is – it's not new.
Right.
And like I said, for the sake of the show, you should have said, all right, he's got to go.
Right. Like Weinstein just got away with having his company pay out, not even his own personal money, $25 million. And that was it. And that's like a drop in the bucket for these corporations. So like – What kind of loyalty do you have to this dude other than he's a Hollywood talent agent and he's probably runs in the same circles as like the casting directors and the production people at CBS?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting.
Yeah, maybe he's connected.
I mean, he has to be. He has the dude from Supernatural is one of his clients. The Joey King, is that her name? The little girl from White House Down and. Patricia Arquette, one of the little girl that was like pretend sick, like her, like she's one of his clients too, I believe. Like if you Google his name and his clients, he has some people that are well known. So there's no way dude's not connected.
Yeah, but like I said, that you've had some, you know, Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, bigger names than he is, and they had to be. They were forced out. So there's no reason why this guy shouldn't have been forced out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And then, so now you've just created a bigger problem. Like we're 15 minutes into this podcast, and we had a pretty good episode, but we're talking about this guy who should have been gone a while ago.
Yeah, who should have been gone like 5 weeks ago or whatever it was.
I mean, but we'll see what happens. But if they try to brush it under the rug, it's going to be, there's going to be more backlash. I think you have to take it on and say, look, just say, hey, we made a mistake. I think that's the best thing to do. Yeah. We made a mistake. We should have listened to him, but we were trying to be fair or whatever you want to say, but
we've created like a no tolerance policy. Like if this happens, anybody does this again, it's like same as if the policy of if somebody punches somebody. So again, it's crazy that that's there and you're out, but you can, you know, touch people when they don't want to be touched. And you can just hang around for an entire season, pretty much.
I mean, like you said, you're in close quarters. Obviously you're going to bump into each other, but if someone says, look, stop touching me, I'm not comfortable with it. It has to stop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It has to
stop. And I don't know why people are having a problem with this. Cause I know I had an argument with somebody on, Rob has a podcast one of his videos, this guy just kept calling. I go, I don't know. He was told, oh, it's not, it wasn't sexual. I go, it doesn't matter. Someone tells you not to touch him, you don't touch him. Period.
Yeah. Agreed.
So anyway, I don't know. But that they have to say, they need to say something. And Jeff needs to say it.
But ahead of time, you should just know not to touch people.
For sure.
You should just know ahead of time. Just respect personal space. And like anybody out there that's like, well, oh my God, I don't know if I can like hug somebody anymore. Spoiler alert. Like, I don't know. You're going to know. If you think that you shouldn't, then you shouldn't. Like if it's somebody that, you know, feel your natural relationships and don't assume that somebody wants to be like touched in some way. Because, you know, they don't. Like, anyway,
there's usually social cues. They'll usually come up to you like, hey, arms stretched out. And if it's not, then you're like, cool.
I have a t-shirt just says, don't touch me.
Yeah. You should make a Crazy Hank t-shirt that says that.
Don't touch me.
So Elena just got to the end of the episode because she just texted me, holy effing S with 4 exclamation points. Yeah. Anyway, do you guys want to talk about the actual episode? I mean, I know that this incident foreshadows everything, but clouds. What's the overshadows everything? It puts a dark cloud over it. It's gross.
Well, like I said, it did. Like I said, it was. I thought it was a pretty good upset up until that point. I mean, Elaine gets voted out. I'm like, Elaine, don't vote Elaine out. Come on.
I know.
Come
she's
on.
So great. Like, when are we getting
Nora? Dude, don't snuff my torch.
Oh, I know. When are we getting the Nora vote out?
She's so honest.
I know. I do. I love Elaine.
And I thought she was going to solve the puzzle first. And Dean, the weasel, gets it and solves it.
I know. I thought she had it, too.
Yeah.
And can we just talk about how Nora, we just see her spinning. It's her yoga thing where she just spins in circles. Mm-hmm. Why did she have so much trouble with the damn challenge? I thought that's why they kept showing it to us.
I thought Tommy was going to like fall down after he stopped because he was like all wobbly and whatever. But
would it be better just go slower on that challenge? Just go slow.
Yeah, I guess.
Why go fast? If you're going to be in the ball dizzy, just go really slow. And then you can cross the little platform a little faster.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Everybody got to the puzzle pretty much at the same time anyway.
Yeah, but Dean winning. Dean. Dean.
Oh, I know. Ugh, I'm so sick of Dean. Okay, so we had some great moments that was kind of counterbalanced with, you know, the Dean of it all. Because Dean gets to go to Island of the Idols. And Dean was
the fish look good.
But yeah, but we have Rob and Sandra who are.
That's a good thing too. It's kind of sad that this Dan thing is kind of also overshadowed Rob and Sandra, which have been a really fun part of the season.
Right, it has.
Especially when you know he's at Island of the Idols and they're like living their best life, and he's telling them about the fake that he made of the fake, and Sandra and Rob are just so thrilled at how stupid he is, and like you can tell that they are like just cannot believe how just dumb he is.
Well, Rob almost talked him into it. Yeah, it would help your resume. Flip of the coin. I'm like, I'm going okay. I don't know if I would have done it. But he thought he thinks he has that advantage.
50-50 is not a bad odds, though, you know. Yeah.
But at this point, you have seven players. Losing a vote is a big deal.
So was that little thing, the vote or idol nullifier, was that only one tribal?
No, it was.
No, it was the idol was one tribal, and he couldn't play it for himself.
Yeah.
The nullifier, I think he could use it up until the fifth five players left. And then there was something else that he could choose to do.
Oh, it was something else. I honestly didn't write it down because once I heard what he picked, I was like, yeah, that's what he went with, which is a cool thing. But how do we feel about the idol nullifier in general?
I like it. I'm kind of sick of the idols. Like I really am. I'm starting to go into the Jack realm of things. But like it's like we're really pulling for Janet. It's cool she found one. Like if anybody found one, good for her. And then he gets to nullifier. It's like damn it. Well, damn it, Janet.
Yeah.
And he wants to get Janet out.
Right.
He knows he can't.
Yeah, and he knows that she probably has an idol too.
Yeah, because they were stupid enough to talk and, you know. Yeah. I mean, Dean's not a dumb guy. He's, you know, he's pretty observant where he's like going, okay, they obviously are talking about something. Oh, they probably have an idol.
Yeah.
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 Again, that's why you have the they can go look for an idol, but there's also the poison one where you can lose a vote or you can lose something.
Right.
Or you can, I think they need to throw that in there because like, again, oh, let's all wake up at crack of dawn. Let's go out and who's going to be the first one to find the idol because it's all about luck.
Yep.
It just gets to a point where it's like, okay, yeah. I'm glad Janet got it, but it was like.
But they're not even that, like, it's just like slightly off the path, like kind of sticking out some blue. Like, it's not even difficult.
Yeah.
Remember that one Ty had to like climb up a
tree and he got all scraped up.
Climb up like, a tree or whatever. Like
one guy had to figure out a way to get the idol down, didn't he?
Yeah,
that was Ty.
Yeah, it was Ty, yeah.
Yeah.
Who never got a vote.
Yeah.
Oh, Ty. So, like, they need I hope, you know, whatever season they have coming up next, I hope they can just dial it back.
Well, we know what season is coming up next. Everybody knows what season is coming up next.
I know, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to spoil in case people are being spoiler-free.
I'm not going to be the one, unless Colleen wants to spoil everybody, I'm not going to spoil everybody.
You've done that, and we had to stop it and take it back.
But I didn't spoil anyone.
On the official record, you never spoiled anybody. but no, this podcast is generally spoiler-free, so.
Yeah.
Let's just say there's a reason why people are like, we're going to quit Survivor this season, but we're going to watch it next season and then like officially quit after that. It's going to be a really good season, I think. Yeah. Good time.
Should be.
It should be. I mean,
this season should have been a good season, but it's been overshadowed by Dan.
By the Dan stuff, which I guess is real life, right? Real life is overshadowed by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grabby Ben. Anyway, what else? Trying to think what else. Oh, what about, can we talk about going back to the beginning? Nora, her version of, ooh, what was that?
I'm sorry, I just put my paper up. My notes up. Sorry.
It sounded like you zipped up or unzipped a zipper, like right
now.
No, on
it got phone. It got caught in the curtain here or something. I don't know.
Can we talk about Nora and her version of like the horse's head in your bed, which is putting Dean's shoes
where I didn't
lost
get that
souls
one.
Go? Because, you know, souls, S-O-U-L-S is the lost souls of the game, but his shoes have S-O-L-E-S, souls. And she put them up there as like a warning to him, like,
well, he's short. He's shorter and couldn't get him, but then we see him on Island of the Idols and he has them.
Oh, I know. I'm really sad that we did not get the scene of Dean trying to like jump up, because you know he like went tippy toe or he like jumped up.
He probably just got a stick and knocked him down. That's
I don't know.
I don't know why Nora did that, just to get, you know, maybe try and get in his head or something like that.
She's somewhat crazy.
I didn't get it. She must be a fun ex girlfriend. I'm thinking.
Okay, I shouldn't laugh at that, but you're probably right.
I see fatal attraction. I don't know why.
But you know what? On the other hand,
that just comes to me.
On the other hand, she's probably a really fun new girlfriend too.
Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit. Anyway, yeah, she's probably fun. Like I said, I mean, Elaine actually calls her nuts, but I like her. She's fun.
She is fun. She is nuts, but she is fun nuts. She's like she's not like Debbie nuts.
No. But yeah. Like I said, you know,
maybe give her another 15, 20 years. She could be Debbie nuts.
She could be Debbie nuts, but she's not right now.
Well, I like when Jeff asked her at Tribal, so where are we at in the game? She goes, at Tribal.
Oh my God, that was so funny. Like,
that was funny. Castle. I mean, it was, you know.
Yeah,
pretty
even
honest.
Rob and Sandra laughed at that.
But then she's trying to blame Dean. She's saying she was trying to defend herself, and Tommy's like going, you know, she was trying to defend herself to the group. It's like, I never was going to put down your name, Dean, but then why didn't you tell me? So she did better off just to keep quiet, I think.
Right, and so here's my question. We had a lot this episode of the Dean versus Nora, Nora versus Dean kind of subplot. I cannot see both of them sitting at the final three. So who do we think is going to prevail?
No way.
Who's going to prevail, Dean or Nora?
I think Nora, just because she's a good goat.
I think she's a good goat, but I think she could still win.
She's not going to win.
She's not going to win.
She goes
anybody but her out of that.
Say she goes, okay, it's Dean, her, and Tommy. Who wins?
Tommy.
Really?
He has more friends.
Mm-hmm.
He has more friends.
They're talking. Yeah, he's made a lot of friends with the jury, and they have all talked about him as like this, you know, threat.
Which is really funny.
Well, I like how Tommy finally said, "Well, I thought Dean was a goat."
He did.
Now he's worried about Dean.
He kind of still is a goat, because I just don't think people vote for him.
I think that, yeah, I think that Dean is a somewhat passive player, even though he's clearly made some moves that out of luck, partially.
He has, but he's kind of like, people have brought him along and then he's burned them. Like Kelly's one of them. Like, she wouldn't be in the game if Kelly didn't like bring him to it.
And oh, he'd be gone already. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so,
that's, and it's very true.
And Kelly's been on, Kelly's been there for the jury for how long? How long she's probably influencing votes and stuff like that. So
it's a good point, but like, I don't know. Dean also has had a bit of luck, right? He happened to luck out seeing Janet and Tommy with the idol. He lucked out at the coin flip to get the idol nullifier, right? So, I mean, he's definitely, I think he's a passive player who is more influenced to make moves when he knows that he can back them up versus somebody that's going to go out there and bluff, right?
Well, I think he said he's pretty passive. He admitted he's playing low under the radar, but he did say, I have to start making moves, you know, for the resume. I'm like, yeah. Going, at what point do you, I guess, but
yeah,
I don't know. But I liked, I forgot what I was going to say. I had something else, but now it's left
me. Dean and Nora. Anything about
Dean and Nora? No, I was. Elaine at Tribal. I thought she was doing a great job.
She did.
But it was. Shouldn't that be something you do at camp before you get to Tribal? I mean, it's great for the jury. It's great for TV. But to me, I mean, maybe she did and we didn't see it. But that's what I would be saying. Look, I would have said at camp, I know you all want to vote me out, but she's taking your spot. Yeah. You're going to drag her along because you don't think she can win.
Yeah.
But she's taking your spot. I think get rid of her now. You can get rid of me at any time.
I think it's a bit of both, right? You make your case at camp. You tell everybody firmly where you stand. And then when Jeff asks you like to recap where you are, then you.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, did she say that at camp? Because that would have been the perfect thing to say at camp. And then when she told about her, you know, her saying the glass half empty and, you know, she got emotional and everyone got emotional.
Oh, my God. There was so much crying.
Yeah. And then she still got voted out because it's a game. So,
yeah.
But I did feel bad. She'll definitely be back on the show someday.
Oh, without a doubt, she's going to play again. And I'm excited to see her again because I think Elaine has been a delight on our screens and I really enjoy her and I'm sorry to see her go. Yeah, I'm sorry to see her go. Jay?
Yeah, I mean, she's an awesome player, but, you know, she made it pretty far in the game. She was the threat for a long time and made it a really long time. And she almost won the immunity today, which would put her into the final episode. And I think she'll be back. So, like, to me, it's a bummer she's gone, but I think she's proven her medal as a fun Survivor player.
What's the singer with an all-star? What's the singer with the hair in her face?
Sia.
Sia.
Is Sia giving Elaine some money?
Oh, Sia's totally giving Elaine some money.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Elaine.
Like, I think
Sia's giving you some money.
Like, I really think Survive the next season should be Jeff Probst's last season. He should step down and then Sia and Boston Rob take over.
Sandra and Boston Rob.
Okay, Sia, Sandra, and Boston Rob. They take over.
That's too many. That's too many. That'd be a cluster. Definitely, I wouldn't have said this before the season started, but yeah, I definitely have Boston, Rob, and Sandra. I think they do work. They work well together.
They work great.
And I think clearly to me, Jeff Probst is out of touch, and he's done it for too long. It's time for change.
A paycheck will do that to you.
Well, you think that maybe he'll get producer dollars from it. I mean, you think that maybe he would, it's got to be a grind doing that. It's what, coming up on 40 seasons where you're
20 years
of doing that. I mean, I know he tried the talk show. It's just not his, it's not his niche. It's not his thing, the talk show.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's something else he could do.
Maybe he was great on Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah, he was great on Rock and Roll Jeopardy. Maybe he can take over for Jeopardy. It's down the road somewhere.
If Elaine wins immunity.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying right now, but somewhere down the road, or right. Wheel of Fortune, or one of those great shows night.
Back to the strategy here.
Price is right.
If Elaine had won immunity tonight, who do we think would have gone home? Because I think that there's a strong case to be made that Dean would have gone home if Elaine hadn't.
I think Tommy was gearing up for that play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, Elaine kept saying Nora. I would have pushed for Tommy.
I also would have pushed for Tommy. But I think the fear was that Tommy has too many friends right now that they were afraid, she was afraid to pursue it. But I mean, if you're going home, like, go big before you're going to go.
Yeah.
Home. Like,
but I guess Nora, I mean, it was what, 4-3 that was the vote?
Or no, was it 5-2? It was 5-2. The only people that voted for Nora was Elaine and Dan. And both of them left this episode. Crazy.
Yeah. All right. She was, well, I guess she knew she was going home the whole time. And that's why you could see why she was so angry at the puzzle, where she was so close to it. But Dean the Weasel.
Yeah.
Flexing before stretching.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, can we talk about the flexing before stretching thing? Because that was so freaking funny. Stretching before flexing. Like, they were so funny at Rob and Sandra at Tribal Council. Like, yeah. I wonder if they're that funny every week and we just don't get to see it. But I think next week they're going to advise all of them, like, during a challenge at once. So, like, their presence is going to be completely...
So it's finally going to be revealed that they were there the whole time.
I'm hoping. I think so. Like,
because who's left that hasn't been to... They all know that they're there, right?
Well, Dan hadn't been, and now he's not there.
Well, Tommy hasn't. Tommy hasn't been. No, Tommy went. Yeah, right?
No, Tommy didn't go, but Lauren went, and Lauren told him that.
Yeah, so everybody knows that they're over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Because it's Nora, Lauren, Tommy, Dean, and Janet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
During the immunity challenge... I noticed this, and Twitter was very quick to point this out, that a shot of on the screen of Dan had the word Sith written out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that he had aligned his letters coincidentally to say Sith, and everyone was like, that's very apropos.
I did not see that.
Yeah. If you go on Twitter, there's screen caps or you know, of it, but I had noticed it too. And I was like, hey, Sith, but I didn't even put it together that it was Dan until the internet pointed out. And I was like, oh yes. Yes.
Dan.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do we think Nora's going final three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, there's a reason why she's still there.
Yep.
So,
She hasn't done so the last couple challenges, but she can, of all the people left, she's the strongest in the challenges, except for
she is
today.
She's been the strongest in the challenges anyway.
Yeah, right. So I think Nora, and she's great at starting fires, so.
Yeah.
So if she goes to a fire challenge, I think she's definitely final three. It just depends if it's going to be Lauren or... if Lauren or Tommy wins out, because Tommy's not going to stay loyal to Lauren.
No, and he's already said that. That's
what I'm saying. I think they both take each other out, and then Janet's left, and Janet wins. Season redeemed. Kind
of. I mean, that's right. The only outcome at this point that everybody's going to be happy is if Janet's the one that wins.
Nah, if Lauren wins, I have her from the start, so I'd be all right with that. It's okay.
All right, fair enough for you, I guess. But
I don't hate Dean. I don't dislike him, but he's not my favorite.
Yes, in the words of our son and grandson, Zachary, he is not our favorite.
He's not my favorite.
Not my favorite. All right, well, that is what we thought. Let's hear what everybody else had to think. Jay, aren't you the one that's supposed to be reading all this, doing this? I got this weird echo thing going on, so I'm sure people want to kill me at this point, but...
Let's go to feedback. I can't see the timer.
But first, we're going to do a commercial break. All right, we are back, and we have some listener feedback. The first bit of feedback is from Joanne with a plan, and she says... I just cheered. I was debating skipping Survivor after this season if Dan was allowed through, and especially if he won. That being said, while I cheered that he was removed, I question why it took another incident. So do we, Joanne. So do we. Much to be considered and discussed, I have used this Dan experience internal to my job as we deal with some similar incidents. The question I have asked The question I have asked our top manager is if we waited too long to act. And I have to certainly ask the same here. But at least now I will continue watching Survivor. And most importantly, it means I will keep listening to this wonderful podcast. Joanne with a plan.
Yay.
Yay. Am I the only one that when hear incident that you think of Lost?
The incident?
There was a
incident. Not so much. It's been a few years since I've had to talk about Lost, but you know, you're doing it like 72 times a week, so it's probably more prevalent for you.
I orientation was a couple weeks ago, so there was an incident. So yeah.
Yeah. Because in Lost, it was just an incident. It was a series of incidents, a pattern of behavior, if you will, here. Our next set of emails is from Mandy. She says,
Mandy!
This is weird to go back to camp after tribal, so why couldn't we have done this weeks ago? Did it have to take someone other than a contestant to complain before Jeff and production finally got it to click? I took a peek at the Survivor Facebook page. Shockingly, all of the comments I see are pro-removing him. Maybe the world isn't as lost as I thought. That is actually shocking.
I mean, all I do is just like read Twitter, read everything during the Janet.
Yeah, but Dan a lot of
debacle.
But even Reddit was on Janet's side. There are very few people that were
pretty gross.
And there are very few people that were defending. I mean, there were some. I had a couple arguments with people over there. I'm so I'm not gonna fight with you. I go, he should have been removed. I mean,
I did notice that some people tweeted tonight to, you know, just a reminder, believe women. And some of the, I guess you would define them maybe as incels on Twitter, were biting back and being like, yo, believe women like Elizabeth and Missy, like we believe them.
Well, the problem is there was nothing to believe. We saw it.
Yeah, we saw it. Like
it wasn't like a he said, she said. It was we saw it.
Yeah,
it was there. I don't know why this is always coming back to where it. I saw it.
Yeah,
they showed it to me.
So if they showed it to me,
then obviously they knew it was an issue. They should have removed him then.
Yep. And I wonder if honestly, like after that, where they had it on camera, to have something that is not on camera, how bad did it have to be? If they removed him for doing something that was not on camera. Like, how bad does it have to be for them to remove him?
It could have just been anything.
He did something on camera, though, and they made it up, but
maybe they just like came up with that just to get him out because they were like, "Crap, this guy's going to be in the end. We need to pull something," you know?
Crap, he could win.
Yeah, and so to me, like all that video they showed, like. That was more than enough, and then they kept showing it. I was just like, "Take him out! There you have it. Video proof."
He wasn't gonna win. I guarantee he probably would have gone to final three, but I don't think he was gonna win. Like,
He would probably gonna win, but final three, sitting there at the end, like it would just look so bad. That's what just blows my mind that he was allowed to stay in this long.
But he looked bad.
You don't want him in there to where he has a chance to win because you still had Janet still was working with him. Even though she's
getting more money being there at the end, right? If being third place versus getting pulled.
Exactly, but it's not even that it's a bad look that he's sitting at the end. It's just like bad for humanity that he's sitting there at the end.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Bad for humanity. I'm saying CBS probably did this as like a save their ass, but I feel like it's already they've already blown it. So,
yeah.
But at this point, it's already been filmed. So what we're seeing is happened months ago. So
it happened real time.
But again,
so they're not hearing what he was pulled before they saw the backlash of Social Network.
That's true. So, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if you take the backlash out, how bad did it have to be that like you have it on?
I mean, it may just been what he's been doing already, like just touching people inappropriate, and they've already gave him so many warnings, and this might have been like the last thing. Since it was off camera, I don't know if that dictates that it was worse. It just means they didn't have cameras running and something happened.
Exactly. I'm not saying that being off camera meant it was worse. It's just we saw it on camera what he was doing, and they didn't pull him. And now we have something that was off camera, so they could have easily edited around it and, you know, paid some settlement to whatever crew member, right? And then just like kept
going.
But
then covering up would be way worse.
Really? Yeah.
Well, CBS happens all the time. But
I know, but I'm saying then that gets out, then you're Merrill's really podcast, like they're already
the show if they would have covered it up, the show would have been done.
If it got out, I mean, NDAs are a big deal. I mean, they're not a big deal, but I mean, to the people who are scared by them, they're a big deal.
Again, if it would have been if it had been something that happened off camera that we hadn't seen all this stuff, then it'd have been like, well, what did he do? I mean, how bad could it have been? But again, we saw it, and they showed it to us. So CBS just blew it.
They should have let the behavior continue. But I'm just my whole thing is they could have, because it wasn't on camera. They could have easily swept it under the rug or something.
Why? Like, why do you want to sweep it under the rug, Colleen?
I don't want them to sweep it under the rug.
Why are you trying to?
What? I don't think CBS even has the point that I am making. I am saying that they could have easily done that. So how bad would it have to be that it wasn't something they could just write a check?
I don't know if it was already really bad. He probably did it again.
Of course it was already really bad. And it was on camera. That is what I am saying.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So he probably did it again. They gave him a warning that last time, say you can't do this again. And he probably touched somebody again and it pulled him from the game.
I think it's something pretty bad. I am so sorry.
I forgot that when rich white men get a warning, they automatically get kicked out of it after the second warning. I'm so sorry they don't get a second one.
No, this was like, wasn't that his third or fifth warning?
I have no idea at this point.
Again, it was before the backlash. They must have known that there would be a backlash. So I don't know why he's still in the game in the first place.
And frankly, I'm done talking about Dan, right? Clearly you are,
because you're saying that I said things that I didn't say, so clearly you're done.
To be honest with you, I'm upset the players didn't get together and say, hey, look, for the good of the game, let's get him out. And let's play. And after that, we'll play the game.
Well,
when it all came up, instead of, you know, Missy and Elizabeth, they should have all got together and said, look, let's vote him out. He's done. Then we can start playing the game again.
Well, she did, but
those two people are gone.
As we saw from Tommy's immediate reaction tonight after he gets pulled, is, oh my God, what is this going to do to my game? So clearly people were not thinking about, like, for the good of the game. They were thinking for the good of my game. Oh, good. Yeah, now this guy is tainted good, so I can take him to the end. Him and Nora, let's do this.
Yeah, Tommy did say that. He goes, yeah, I'm screwed.
Yeah. But, you know, them showing that, I don't think that is favorable upon Tommy. And I'm not going to make him my new winner's pick because I do not think that it was a good look for him. So.
I'll go with Nora.
I don't know. Speaking of, we got one very quick email from JP, and then we'll do winner's picks, and then we will let Jay go to sleep because he is at pumpkin hour in a few minutes here.
he's Alex.
He is Alex. Alex is Jay, right? They both hit a point where they're just like, okay, we can't hang anymore. We are done. JP writes,
we're done professionally.
Yeah. JP writes, just watched the episode, and like everyone else, I am glad that Dan was finally removed from the game. What is most disturbing to me, though, is how production already knew things happened with Kelly, and they let him continue in the game. I don't know the facts, but I'd hate to learn leaving him in the game led to there being another victim. Shame on you, Survivor.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better, JP. I think that's 100% right.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Agreed. If you have any feedback, we'd love to hear it. SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. We will, again, be live next week after the finale episode, which I don't even know what time that's going to be. That's, you know, like, what, 11 o'clock, midnight, something.
Oh, my God. Jay's, it's not even 11 o'clock now, and Jay's cranky.
Yeah, he is. He muted his mic because he was yawning. Hey, Jay,
I'm going to have Florida today. Jesus Christ. I flew to a different city.
Jay had a 5:30 a.m. flight, so he left the house before 4:30 a.m. Hey, while we're picking on you, can I ask you why you drew on the keyboard? You see all this?
I'm just sitting there while the video's exporting. So, geez, who the hell cares? It's my keyboard.
No.
Get your own keyboard if you don't like how I draw on my keyboard.
Why did he draw on the keyboard?
I'm just sitting there while it's exporting, doing nothing.
You don't have any paper?
Right. Most of us have paper. Maybe you're on the internet. All right. Anyway.
Jay's done.
Jay is done. So we better go because little Jay is getting cranky.
Well, we got to tally the votes and give have to give our order of the picks too.
Yep. Yeah, we do. All that. But that shouldn't take too long. We only have five going in.
Get my notepad again. I don't have a pen. Shoot.
Unzip.
Oops. I apologize for that outburst.
We're doing it live.
My bad.
All right.
FCC is coming after me.
Nobody's coming after you. It's okay.
All right. Cool.
All right. So episode 13, following Jay's notes here. Jay had Nora, Colleen had Dean, and Jack had Tommy. None of us got any points for that.
Man.
That being said, where are your points? Okay. Where's the pre-merge? Okay. Pre-merge. Who went home? Elaine? Elaine. Jay had Elaine as pre-merge. I had Elaine as final three. And Jack had Elaine as pre-merge. So none of us got any points for this.
Well, I remember that because after the first episode, I said, I wish I would have picked her to win because I like her.
I know. And I did pick her to win. So I believe that means I get a winner's pick. A new winner's pick, though.
You get nothing.
I get nothing now, but I get
nothing. I like it.
Get nothing.
So wait, question, Jay. Where on your spreadsheet does it say our winner's pick? Oh, Colleen, Elaine.
On
okay,
the top of that thing.
Just to make sure I had Elaine as the winner.
Jay's face is amazing.
Oh, I don't care. Jay's a big boy. He can suck it up. All right, my new winner's pick. How many points do I get, Jay?
5 points if this one wins.
Okay.
I think this is like the 10th year in a row my pick has gone all the way to the end.
We could.
I never get to repick.
Really? I feel like you've repicked.
It's one of the flaws of having a really good pick that doesn't go all the way.
Yeah.
Okay. This is tough because I don't know. I'm gonna trust Sandra's gut and say it's a woman. So I've got Janet, Elaine, or Nora. You guys have a side bet about Nora for 3 points.
You mean
points.
Janet, Lauren, or Nora?
Yeah, I said Janet, Lauren, or Nora. What did I say, Elaine?
No, you said Janet, Elaine, and Nora.
Oh, sorry. Janet, Lauren, and Nora. I guess I'll go with Janet. So now Jay and I have the same winner's pick. If I was smart,
I have Janet. I stuck my reputation on Janet, so you can't just like piggyback off of me.
But if I deal with Lauren, then I.
But you're ahead. You're ahead of Jay right now, right?
We're tied.
I think I'm ahead by one.
Let's see. Jack has 5 points. I have 6 points, and Jay has 6 points. We're tied. That's right.
I would. You could play it. You could play it for tie. And pick Janet.
Well, it's not even playing for. I'm playing with my heart right now, and my heart says Janet.
Come and knock at my door.
There you go. All right, let's go to our final picks. Now, the point totals are as such. For each one, you have to get it in order, right? So we have a final five, correct? With Dan being pulled. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And for each one you get right, you can get a point. So there's a possibility for 5 total points.
Okay. I believe I am up first. So I am going to say Dean is at 5. So am I listing these when I type this out? So if I put Dean first, that means he's five, not one.
Correct. So yeah, you're going in order from five to one.
Okay, so Dean, I think, is going to be five. Or is he six? No, he's five. We've got we have Dean, Nora,
it's Dean, Tommy,
Nora,
Lauren,
and
Janet.
Okay. So I'm going to go with Dean for five. I'm going to go with Lauren. Yeah, I'm going to go with Lauren for four. No, yeah, I'm going to go with Lauren for four. No, I'm going to go with Tommy for four. Sorry. So Tommy for four. Oh, Jay, get up. I can't even see you, but I know what you're doing. So stop it. Tommy for four.
I know my wife said she's in her mid-30s, but I think she's really in her mid-60s.
I'm going to go with Nora for three.
She's a scrapbooker. There's no way.
She's a scrapbooker.
I love scrapbooking.
Her driving has gotten so bad. It's like driving with a grandma. It's so bad.
Actually, my driving is bad because I'm just always nervous that I'm going to break my new car. So I do drive very slow and terribly.
And she has broken it many times already.
Nobody asked you. Okay, so I'm going to go with Dean, Tommy, Nora, Janet, Lauren. And I'm only switching Janet and Lauren in my final three on the off chance that I am wrong about Janet winning. At least I can get some points in that way. Jay, you are up.
All right, I'm going to say Lauren.
Okay.
Tommy. No, I don't want Dean final three. But yeah, that's fine. Tommy, Dean. Who's that? No, I'm sorry. It's Tommy, Nora.
Oh my God, how old Dean, are you? Are you like 60 Janet years old? Like, oh my God, Jay, make up your mind. What?
Yeah, I did that maybe like in 1/5 the time you took. So, Lauren, Tommy, Nora, Dean, and then Janet.
Okay. So you think Dean is getting second place?
Yep, just by happenstance. What? I feel like there's going to be a Tommy Dean kind of Tommy V Dean that hits after that first struggle.
Honestly, yeah. I think that Dean getting runner up by chance, by happenstance, by situation is probably very fitting to Dean's entire storyline.
Right, that's what happened with Dean. I think Janet wins just because she's the hero of the season.
She is the hero of the season, like super big heart. Okay, Jack, you're up.
Janet fifth, Tommy fourth, Dean third, Nora second, Lauren wins.
So we all put Tommy as our fourth. Nobody thinks Tommy's going final three.
I think he's a threat. He's the biggest threat right now as far as if you're on mute, Jay.
Yeah.
He's a classic four pick for sure.
Classic millennial muting himself without realizing it. Ugh.
And Nora goes head to head with Tommy at Fire Building and she kills him.
That's a great point, actually. I could totally see Nora destroying Tommy at Fire Building.
Because I can see Lauren. I still can see Lauren. Maybe Lauren wins immunity and says she tells, "Okay, I'm gonna you two pick. You guys go over fire."
Yeah, the only thing is I think that Tommy and Dean might team up to see Lauren as a threat and get her out. That is the only, I think, kind of wild card.
I think Dean's smart enough to know he can't beat Tommy. He can't go in there with another. His only chance is going there against. He can't have another guy in there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out in 1 week. On that note, guys, thank you so much for listening. Jay, actually, why don't you take us out as the producer? I've done a lot of talking tonight. I had the echo. The echo is gone.
You're producing tonight's show. So if there's any worries about how unproduced it is, give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime. Time.
Also, email us at survivorjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup. If you're using Amazon, it's the holiday shopping season. Use our link, jandjack.com/Amazon. The smallest percentage of each of those sales will go to the Jay and Jack production fold. Want to thank people that make the show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thank you to all of our patrons. You can find a full list over at jayandjack.com. You can also find a button to become a patron, where they give $1 or more a month. Every single dollar helps make these shows possible. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be live for our patrons to give $15 or more a month for the finale. So be on the lookout for that. If you ever
we're also live for Watchmen this week too.
Yeah, live for Watchmen.
We're live.
A lot of live shows for our patrons. So if you're going to drop $15
so much next week,
if you're going to drop $15, is a great time to do it, because you're going to be able to experience a lot of live shows with us. So do it. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye, bye, Dan.
Bye-bye, Dan. Bye-bye.
And Jay's gone.
Did he really?
He's gone.
He did. Oh, God. All right. He has been up since 4. All right. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.